At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. And today on the show, we've got Must Hear Music with Billboard's deputy editor, digital Joe Lynch. As always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, why don't you subscribe to us on your favorite podcast provider? It's really easy to do, and we'd love you forever. Also, if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, and we have a few others, visit billboard.com/podcast. So today on Must Hear Music, Joe and the team will be talking all about new music from Drake, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and one of my personal faves, Kylie Minogue. In fact, if you've been paying attention to the charts this week, a lot of chart action from a lot of those folks I just mentioned. In fact, Drake just replaced himself at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. You know, kind of an easy thing to do, not really. Anyway, let's jump into it with Joe and the guys talking all about new music from Drake, Cardi, Nicki, and Kylie on Must Hear Music.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What is up?
Oh, lots of good stuff. We have a very star-studded podcast today.
No,
and I'm not
corner.
Just talking about you two. The songs we're talking about, a lot of A-listers.
No indie corner.
Exactly. None of that Lindsay indie bullshit.
Next time.
Yeah. Next time, come back with one of those people were like, I don't know who this is or where they came from, but their song appeared on Spotify out of the blue.
Yeah.
All right. And we also stick around for later in the podcast. We have the group Heinz, who are a fantastic rock band from Spain. They popped into the Must Hear Music podcast and brought, I think, like 6 picks and some really interesting stuff. And they're super fun. So stick around for Heinz later in the podcast.
We need like intro music to Lindsay's Indie Corner.
Agreed.
Just like some like light acoustic strumming.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
Get someone who's like signed to Justin Vernon's label to like do an original composition.
S. Carey should do that for us.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Anyways, well, I know one of us is a busy man, so and has to duck out early.
Joe's talking about himself.
So let's just dive right into it. So Jason,
yeah,
let's start with Nicki. Let's start with Barbie Tings.
Barbie Tings.
We've got 3 new Nicki songs, but we're focusing on Barbie Tings for now.
Yeah, I like Barbie Tings the most. Actually, honestly, we're recording this on, I guess, Friday morning. I have not heard the Young Thug song, which came out a little bit later than
me neither.
Barbie Tings and Chun Li. I like Barbie Tings. I think that it's basically, if you look back at Nicki's career, she sometimes does this to intro a new project, where she doesn't have like the straightforward pop single or something for radio. But this is sort of like a rap focused I'm back kind of statement, and it's solid. Like, it's, you know, the song itself is basically like her personality distilled. Like, it's just like it's just straight uncut Nicki, and it's really compelling. Like, as most occasions where Nikki is this unfiltered is. I love the, you know, I don't even really want to get into the quotables because people like
song.
It's already the whole song is
that's a whole thing.
And yeah. Everyone's like, did you hear what she said about like this? And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's more of a declaration of her return. Yeah, I mean, it's good to have her back. She's a pop star. She's a hip hop star. She's like, honestly, you know, obviously a lot of the headlines now are her commenting on Cardi B and whatnot, but like, regardless of all of that, Nikki's still one of a kind, and it's good to have her back.
I know, it was about time. I think it was maybe with Patrick Crowley, our Pride editor. I was just talking, it's like, it's been way too long since we've had new Nikki.
You know what I remembered today? That she was on a high profile song last year called Swish Swish. Another one.
One could never forget such a thing.
I completely forgot such a thing.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was one of my year-end best.
I know.
Mistakenly.
Which I know I was alone on that one. Yeah. But I love that song
I completely forgot.
And I mean, honestly, how many times do I say swish, swish, bish? Like, still probably two times a week.
Too many times.
Anyways.
You'll be saying that, like, in 50 years. I'll be like, Joe, it's been decades. You'll be like, swish, swish, bish.
I like your old person voice.
Yeah, that's what it'll sound like. Yeah, I love this. I love Barbie Tings. I love that she kind of, like what you're saying, like goes for the, just like show off her flow, like remind us like what an excellent, like just technically excellent rapper she is. I like that this hits hard. It has that, it has a good 808 beat. It has that like weird elastic synth in the background. You know, it's like minimal in the best way. It's just strong. And I mean, one thing I'm surprised is like looking at the iTunes charts, Chun-Li seems to be doing better, which is surprising to me because I feel like this is so much stronger, but like, what do I know?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Lindsay, on the song or this versus Chun-Li?
I think the song is stronger in terms of like it being her comeback song. It's just like very declarative in that way.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, I don't have too much to add to what both of you have said, but it's a bit of a bummer how much drama is sort of clouding her comeback right now. Which again, like her name is getting in headlines, so sure, that's great, but
I'm sure it's intentional.
Yeah, exactly. But there was a tweet I love that said, like, one woman's shine doesn't mean like another woman is in dim lighting or something like that.
Yeah.
I probably just butchered it. But it's like, yes, Cardi released a great album. Yes, Nicki's back with now three really strong singles, and they can both sort of be at the top or close to it at the same time. It doesn't have to be like them duking it out.
Totally. I mean, it doesn't have to be one or the other, but like, I mean, the reason people are talking about it is like Nikki's comeback interview literally said, you know, it was like a lot about Cardi B. It was like Cardi B hurt me and now she's subtweeting her. And so like, this is not one of those, like, of course people do pit women against women, but this is like, she's very explicitly
she's actually talking about this fight.
Yeah.
I know.
But anyways, so yeah, anyways, let's listen to it. Nicki Minaj, Barbie Tings. Easy to Barbie and Drizzy Drake. Niggas getting more cheese. Kissy face. I'm a bad bitch. Fuck the bitch. Bitch gets slick. I'ma cut the bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Suck some dick. If that bitch gets slick, I'll cut the bitch. I'll cut up the bitch. I'll gut the bitch. Had to fuck up the bitch, man. Fuck the bitch. Won't shoot her, but I will gun butt the bitch. When we say fuck the bitch, dick up the bitch. She was stuck up, so my nigga stuck up the bitch. Still dragging her, so don't pick up. Up the bitch, hit the combination to the safe drug. All right, that was new Nikki. Let us move to what should we talk about? Let's do Cardi B. So,
wow,
let's just go straight to it. Yeah,
them against each other, some would say.
Yep, one might say, yeah, here's a far superior song from so this is one of my picks. Obviously, Cardi B's album Invasion of Privacy is out, number one on the Billboard 200. Kind of dominating the cultural conversation. She was on The Tonight Show. She was on SNL. Even my mom knows who Cardi B is at this point.
Mama Lynch.
She said she liked the singy-er song on Saturday Night Live better.
Meaning Be Careful?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the singier song.
Like, I liked the one with singing a little bit more. Anyway, shout out to mom. So yeah, I picked I Like It from
shout
the album.
Shout out to my mom. Just to throw that in there too. You want to give your mom a shout out?
Yeah, sure. Shout out to all of our moms. Mother's Day is around the corner.
I feel like what you were saying about, like, that does kind of, like, dim the light on my mom. Like, mentioning yeah, three women like at once. Yeah. Like, I want
pitting
the light to be
against,
only on my
Lindsay
mom.
Pitting women against each other. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Oof. All right, guys, I'm going to exit.
Great. See you later. Okay, so yeah, Cardi B, I Like It. I mean, admittedly, like, part of what's so great about this song is the Tito Nieves I Like It Like That sample, which is just, like, one of the most, like, buoyant, ebullient, like, salsa songs ever. It's so much fun. And, like, but I would say, like, it's such a fun song, and it would be easy for someone rapping over it to kind of get overshadowed by that. But she, like, 100% matches just, like, the fun of it. Like,
it's perfect.
The energy,
yeah.
Like, her energy is at, like, 11. She sounds like she's having a blast. I love that. You know, the kind of like hook about, oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? There's just like not, when you think about it, there's not a lot of songs from women that are about men that aren't like specifically romantic. Like, there's nothing like relationship-y or drama. This is a very just like, I see a man who's attractive and I'm going to talk about it. Like, doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
And I love that this is that. I love that Bad Bunny and J Balvin are just on this, and they're in Spanish. I just think it's like one of the highlights of the album for me.
It totally is.
But your thoughts, Lindsay?
I love this song. How can you not? I definitely think this will be a song of summer contender because it's sort of perfect for that in a lot of ways, especially following Despacito.
Yeah.
Seems like the natural continuation. But yeah, I mean, everything you said, this song is so much fun. Definitely an album highlight. And it's a fun trio. There's no music video, right?
There's no video.
Not yet. That comes out, yeah, that will be amazing, I would think.
One of the things that has really struck me about the Cardi album, and so I went to the listening last week. Yeah, last week. And it was great. Everybody like was like, this album is great. It sounds like the beats are awesome. And it I Like It came on. And it was like, this sounds like a smash. It's so much fun to dance to. But like listening to this song on headphones and listening to the rest of the album, like she's just so confident in her style. Like she's just so like, she's so like fully formed as like an artist now. And it's just like, it's really staggering. Honestly, it's like, one of my favorite songs is Bickenhead on,
That's great.
Which is so much fun. And it's just like the way that she like weaves through in and out of her verses on that song is just like so impressive. Like it's she's so self-assured, and it's just like, that's really my favorite part of the whole album, is just like her personality and kind of like just having more time to explore it on like a full-length album. I love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I actually do have, well, actually let me call the album. There's only one song. Yeah, She Bad is, like, for me, not a winner, but other than that...
That
like,
would be lowest on
that
my
is definitely
list.
The least. But other than that, like, I think every song on the album is fantastic.
Yeah. The SZA song, I Do.
That one's great. Right.
The Chance one is really fun.
Chance one's great. The Kehlani, Moneybag.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Just
great
read the whole track list.
Let's just read the track list one after another and then go, oh, that's so good. Oh, and that one too. Anyways, so yes, so let's listen to it. Cardi B, I Like It, featuring J Balvin and Bad Bunny.
Fixing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain.
All right, that was new Cardi B. Let's do Lindsay pick Drake, Nice for What?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Honestly, most of why I chose this is because I want to talk about the music video.
It's
so good.
Does this have a music video or is there...
That's sarcasm, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Good one.
I feel like
Joe.
That's like all anyone's talking about with
the music
song.
Video. Yeah. I mean, it just has like every powerful woman in entertainment right now in it.
I didn't see Michelle Obama in it.
Ooh.
I said in entertainment.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna get
fair.
Into politics. Okay. Most. I'm gonna walk that back a little bit.
Didn't see Miss Vanjie in it either.
Okay.
All right.
So. But yeah, I don't know. I think the song is just like a breezy, fun summer song. I wouldn't, I don't know, if I heard it, I wouldn't necessarily think it was Drake. It doesn't sound as signature Drake as his other songs do. But yeah, aside from that, I mean, I really just want to talk about the music video. And also, I think it's interesting right now how Drake is, which I guess he always has been pegged as like the nice guy, but it's just really coming out strong in his music videos right now.
Yeah.
Like the last one he did for God's Plan, everyone was talking about. Now this is like, look at this man empowering all these women, you know? It's just, I don't know, it's a very interesting narrative he's telling.
He's going to like heal the blind in the next music video or something.
Just ascend into the clouds.
Yeah, I don't know what could come next. But yeah, the only other thing I did want to point out at the end of the music video, it seems to be like the album artwork for Views. I don't know if anyone else
I did
recalls,
not notice that.
But yeah, it does like a pan out and it's
he loves Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where it was, but I don't know what it means either.
Wow.
Views two.
More views.
Another view.
Views to a kill.
Wow. These are terrible jokes.
These are really bad.
Yep.
What do you think about this?
Oh, I love this song. Oh, it's so great. It's the like you don't see that it came out on a Friday night. You don't you don't have that many like Friday night Eastern time song drops, but like this was perfect. Like you just like it was like I was with Lindsay. I forgot. Yeah, we were out at like a wait. Were you there? Yeah, you were there too. It was like we had like a Billboard happy hour last week.
Oh yeah.
And then on the way home, I was like, new Drake. I'm gonna listen to it. I was delighted.
It was only last week.
Wow. I know.
How
we grow up
flies.
So much.
Yeah.
No, I love the sample. I love the last third of the song where it just goes absolutely insane.
Yeah,
Drake is on like this kind of hot streak that people would just kill for. Like anything he touches is going to be like a smash. I mean, God, I was saying to our colleague Andrew Unterberger that I really didn't like Views and More Life that much, and I was a huge Drake fan.
I didn't love Views. More Life, I mean, Passion Fruit's incredible.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
really the only track I ever returned to, though.
It's just not, I say that because, like Nothing Was the Same, I love that album. If you're reading this, I love that album. But anyway, when God's Plan came out, I was like, wow, this is my favorite Drake song in a couple years now, and Nice for What is, like, right there with it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm as enthusiastic as you guys, but I do like it. I love that Big Frida is on it. I love that Big Frida opens it. A Big Frida live show, by the way, if you ever have the chance to see, is just like the best thing. It's like the most fun you can have. I would say the final third of the song when, because you have the like Lauryn Hill X Factor sample, which is a good one. But then when you kind of like bring it, like the Big Frida like bounce vibe comes back in towards the last like 40 seconds or so, like I wish that was present throughout the whole song. I think it kind of like takes it to the next level. Because otherwise it's, and whatever, I like the song, so I'm not like slagging on it. But otherwise it is very like early Kanye to me, kind of that uplifting, soulful thing.
Someone else just said that
in a way
this
that
morning.
Like we've heard before. Like it's not new, but you know, whatever. Like he's basically a pop star. Like he doesn't need to like be pushing music forward with every song, so like it's good. Anyways, I'm a fan of it. Will not be angry to hear this, you know, every other second during the summer of 2018.
Yeah, it will be on a lot.
But let us listen to it. So Drake, Nice for What.
Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got 100 bands.
All right, that was new Drake. Let's do another Jason. We've got new 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah.
Youngblood.
Is this a song
about
vampires?
Youngblood.
I mean, really, what is it about?
This is what a start to me talking about this song. Joe pronouncing it beautifully and Lindsay asking if it's about vampires. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I just want to talk about 5 Seconds of Summer for a second because I think we talked about Want You Back.
We did.
And I liked that song.
Mm-hmm. Well, you picked it. I hope you
liked
it.
I picked it. I haven't really returned to it that much.
Ooh.
I know.
Truth comes out.
You didn't want it back.
All right. I'm not going to listen to you guys anymore. Want You Back is basically like, it was pretty startling because it was like very straightforward, mm-hmm. like almost like synth pop.
Yeah.
Whereas they came from like a very pop punk background.
Mm-hmm.
Youngblood is kind of still along those lines of like more synthy, more pop focused than rock. Lindsay just yawned while I was talking.
I tried to do it away from the mic.
No, I saw. But this song is incredible. I've listened to this song 5 times today since it came out, and it's really great. Like I'm all like, this is, has like su- like s- such a like an in- like just an amazing hook. Like I'm all about this song.
I'm falling apart over
I'm
here.
Done. I'm done. You guys go. Goodness gracious, that was hard to get out because Lindsay is like yawning and crying and laughing, and Joe's just like, oh, Youngblood.
Youngblood.
So you guys go ahead, have fun.
Do you want to talk, Lindsay, or do you need a second to collect yourself? I would say for me, I'm very surprised. Like, this is such, like, this could have been like a One Direction song, honestly.
Yep.
And, like, it's such a, like, transition to that. It's almost, I mean, yeah, they like Five Sauce open for 1D. You like, I'm using all the abbreviations. but they like, they were different because they were like, we're a boy band in looks and kind of appeal, but we do pop punk. And now that like One Direction's called it a day, they're just like, all right, I guess we'll take over that sound. There's like a niche for that. So it's kind of a jarring transition for me.
Yeah.
I think it's, I'm not, again, not as enthusiastic as Jason. I think it's solid.
All.
But I would not listen to it 5 times today. I will say that
I
much.
I didn't finish it. I didn't.
You got too bored. You were yawning.
Yeah, I was yawning throughout the whole thing. But I don't know what this song is about. And like, as someone like I like lyrics the most usually in a song, and I just like,
you do hate music.
Yeah,
she's all words.
Wow. I hate all music. I just like the poetry, you know. No, but really, this song is fine.
Yeah.
Damn. Let's just
the beat,
I'm
when
done.
The beat drops, that was cool.
Thanks, Lindsay. All right, let's just play the song.
All right, let's play
basically
it.
Basically,
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be able to pick songs anymore because Lindsay now has, she's like, I know how to disrupt Jason on Lester Music. I'm going to yawn, I'm going to cry, I'm going to laugh, and then I'll be like, it's fine. The beat drop is okay. And I'm just like, I'm defeated. That's it for me.
She's going to start coming to the podcast with those glasses where you, like, they have the open eyes, but she's, like, secretly sleeping behind them.
Oh, like a poker player. Like, I'll be talking about a song I really like, and Lindsay will just have a totally blank face, and it'll be really unnerving, and I'll be like, what do you think, Lindsay? And she's like, it's fine. And
the beat
it.
Drop and was like, okay.
The beat drop was mediocre. It was surprising.
Let's just
All right, let's play it. Yeah. All right. 5 Seconds of Summer, Youngblood. All right, that was the beloved Youngblood from 5 Seconds of Summer. Next up, what should we talk about? Let's talk about yet another Lindsay pick, Florence plus the Machine, Sky Full of Song. Before I toss to you, I'm going to say, just because you were saying how much you like lyrics, the lyrics on this are just, like, astonishing.
Exactly,
I feel like every line is like one of those lines where you kind of like, you're startled and you're like, oh, that's really good. And then the next one is like super memorable too. They're like, you like pause and like soak them in. It's
I know.
Great.
Well, and that's why I think that it's a very well done song too, because I mentioned this earlier today, like the vocal.
That was deserved.
Yeah, that was fine.
Oh boy. Oh no, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. See, I won't get distracted now. The vocal performance on this song is extraordinary as well. Like, it's pretty simplistic in terms of production. Like, I think she even sings a cappella at first, and then just the bass line kicks in and like jangling key, like wind chimes almost. and I mean, she's such a powerhouse where I could listen to like her raw vocals daily. So I think this is a really smart move in terms of a song to just like remind people that she's here. She's mm-hmm. working on her album. She's about to headline a bunch of festivals. I'm trying really hard to ignore Jason right now.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Man.
Oh, boy.
What do you think about the bass drop, Jason?
Oh, no. I went, no, go ahead,
Lindsay. So this is a Record Store Day release. It's not part of her album, I don't
think. Oh, really?
Think. Yeah.
I would love for this to be on the album.
Me too. It could be, but on her Twitter, she said that this is specifically a one-off for Record Store Day. So TBD.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I like. I didn't know that. I liked that this was, because I would say for the last album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, mm-hmm. the first song from that was like a little too much for me. It was just like a little too much production, too yeah. epic, too over the top.
A lot of them can be that.
And I liked like the simplicity of this. It's like focus on the voice, focus on the incredible lyrics.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
But yeah, when we're Record Store Day crawling,
we're gonna find
next Saturday,
it.
We got to find this record.
If anyone wants to look for me and Joe out on the streets, we'll be crawling from record store to record store.
We'll be on a bus tour, actually.
It's a yellow school bus.
It's yeah. Well, that's what it was last year. They might have
True,
upped it.
Could be different.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It could be like one of those send old people to the casino buses, if
I'm
we're
down.
Lucky. Anyways, but Jason, other than three yawns, what do you think about this Florence song?
Yeah. It's okay.
All right.
Well
so, bless his heart. So Florence and the Machine, Sky Full of Song. All right, that was New Florence. And next and last, we have Kylie Minogue, Rain and Glitter.
This is actually just a diary entry of yours.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
So I have to run, sadly. But I will say, I really like this song.
I'm glad to hear
wow.
it. Well, thanks for giving it the thumbs up before you have to bounce.
Yeah, no, you know, it's... when was the last Kylie album before this one?
It was 2014, I think.
Is that the Into the Blue one, Kiss Me Once?
Yes.
That was pretty good. I think it was good. Finally listened to the new one. I think I like it more.
I definitely like it more. It's not as good as Aphrodite, but I think it's better than the last one.
Yeah, I agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but like Aphrodite was like, that bar was pretty high.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, thank you, Jason.
Bye,
we love you. We'll miss you. All right, so now that Jason's not here.
Finally.
That idiot. I forgot this goes online. You can hear it.
He doesn't listen to it.
Yeah, he surely, he definitely doesn't. Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
The real Kylie, as far as I'm concerned. She has a new album out. It's called Golden. I picked this one. It's called Rain and Glitter because, one, I mean, you know, Rain and
it's
Glitter.
It's a very fun song.
Talk about my Thursday through Saturday night. No, it's really good. This is, so I actually interviewed her. I had the pleasure and the luxury of interviewing her, which is on Billboard.com. And she said, I mean, so the kind of the angle of this album is that she went to Nashville and wrote three of the songs on the album, kind of with like Nashville songwriters. So they have a little bit of a twang, a little bit of a country lean. The first song from the record, first single rather, Dancing, she finds her kind of like doing a Dolly Parton vocal thing. It's not a country album. It just is like, you know, it's like Kylie's like disco pop, like a little bit through that lens. And she said she was working with a songwriter for this song, Rain and Glitter. And he was like, oh, I want to do a disco song. And she was like, no, like, that's not the point of the record. Like, we have to, like, kind of, you know, make it, like, fit in with this overall aesthetic. So, thus the entrance of this acoustic guitar. But
Which
I think that makes it, by the way. Yeah, I think it makes it super interesting.
Because it's not a simplistic, like, strumming of an acoustic guitar by any means. That actually drew me in first.
Yeah, well, you do love the acoustic guitars.
I do.
I mean, it's like kind of a like interesting, I don't want to say like, yeah, maybe like sophisticated riff.
A little bit, yeah.
It's good, and then I adore Kylie doing disco, so like pairing these things is just like, it's perfect for me. Golden, you might say.
Yes, truly.
So yeah, so you're into it?
I am really into it. I'm not a huge Kylie fan. What was her big hit? Can't get you out of my head.
Yeah, can't get you out of my head.
Right. But yeah, this...
Which is, I mean, that full album, Fever.
I need to listen to that album.
It's so good. It's like, honestly, a classic.
Yeah. You and Steven are always telling me to listen to the classics,
mm-hmm.
but our classics are different.
Yeah. I like most of the things you like, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Steven and I always disagree.
Yeah, that's
shout
true.
Out to Steven.
Yeah.
But
that's his thing, though, is disagreeing.
I know.
Shout out to Steven Horowitz, our colleague.
Let's just keep dissing him and then saying shout out to Steven.
Yeah, he's absolutely the worst, and I can't stand it, but shout out to Steven Horowitz. Love her.
But yeah, I mean, this is a very fun song, and I would like to go dancing to it.
Yes, I'm really hoping. I've not yet heard it in the gay bars, but
yeah,
damn well. But also, she's...
Better rain glitter, that's all I have to
she's,
say.
She's headlining New York Pride on the...
Pride
on the Pier this year, so...
Wow,
that is
going to
be turnt. That is going to be wild.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a very good pick.
It is a good... It's a very fit. And also, she doesn't, like, play the U.S. a ton, so people are going to be, like, super excited and... Yada, yada, yada.
Very cool.
But anyways, let's listen to it. So, new Kylie Minogue song is called Rain and Glitter. All right, that's new Kylie, and that's all we got this week.
That's everything.
There's a lot of stuff, though. That was like I said,
that was a lot.
An all-star A-list cast, and then 5 seconds of summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Took it down a notch for a
just
second.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We're going to have to monitor his picks next time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to vet them, honestly. Well, anyways, so that's all we have this week. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in.
So much.
Thank you, Lindsay, for joining.
Of course.
Shout out to Jason, who had to bounce early because he's so important and has all these meetings. But anyways, yeah, we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.